For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The General Assembly is attempting to exert the state's authority over local governments in this year's legislative session. The House of Representatives this week passed and sent to the Senate a bill that would stop local governments from passing regulations on cigarettes and vaping products. Supporters of the bill say such power should rest only with the state to prevent a mixed bag of laws and regulations from popping up across the state. What promises to be a more contentious issue this year is a Senate bill that would stop local governments from banning the sale of certain plastic bags and containers. A growing number of communities, especially along the coast where tourism dollars are so important, are banning such items from being sold. They are attempting to reduce litter and protect the environment. Republican Senator Wes Clymer of Rock Hill is a co-sponsor of the bill that would stop such restrictions.
There has to be some limit on municipalities' ability to ban a consumer good. And my answer is they should be able to ban no consumer goods. That is properly a function of the state.
Most business groups back Clymer's position on the matter, saying a hodgepodge of different regulations across the state can make it difficult for business owners. Local government advocates push back, saying the Home Rule Act of 1975 was intended to keep the state out of local issues. An effort to stop local governments from enacting plastic bans failed last year. The major education reform bill is now headed for debate by the full House of Representatives after being approved by the House Education Committee this week. The House version now contains some of the provisions that teachers were calling for. State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman says the bill is now stronger.
Teachers have been heard. I think educators across the state, citizens have been heard, and changes have been made and are still being made to the bill. So it's getting better and better as we've moved through the process.
The education bill could be debated in the House as early as next week. Efforts to expand Sunday sales of alcohol in a handful of large counties have suffered a setback. A bill that would allow liquor stores to be open on Sundays in the same counties that already allow Sunday sales in restaurants was returned to a House Judiciary Subcommittee for more work. Greenwood Representative John McCravey said small independent liquor stores probably couldn't afford to open on Sunday.
They want us to make liquor available everywhere, all the time, 24/7, in every store. But the first thing they need to do is run the mom and pops out of business.
Representative Nancy Mace of Daniel Island supported the expanded Sunday sales.
And then what year was prohibition in this country? When was that? 1920 to 1933. It's 2019. And in the state of South Carolina, we're going to tell all but everywhere across the state and in these 10 counties, but nowhere else, you can buy your liquor drink at a restaurant, but you can't get it in a store. So we're basically still doing prohibition today.
A Senate committee this week took the rare move of sending a nomination for confirmation to the full Senate without a recommendation. Senators were concerned about allegations that former Lawrence Representative Mike Pitts voted on matters concerning the Conservation Bank Board and then later was named to head the agency. Columbia Senator Dick Harpootlian accused Pitts of feathering his own nest, a charge Pitts denied.
Isn't it a crime for somebody else to push the button instead of you?
It is.
Are you alleging somebody came by and voted for you?
No, sir. I am not.
Are you admitting or denying that you voted to strip out the provision that would have prohibited you from applying for this position?
I'm not denying that I could have. I'm saying I don't remember it.
The Senate will now have to consider Pitts' confirmation without a recommendation from its screening committee. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.